KPP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Dallas, a gunman on a roof opened fire onto an ICE facility, killing one detainee and wounding two others before taking his own life. The Trump administration's purge of the federal workforce is hitting the Washington, D.C. area hard, leading to a rise in homes for sale.
Numbers compiled by the DMV Monitor from the Brookings Institution show home listings are higher across the country.
But in the DMV, home listings are up over 60%. That's twice the nationwide rate.
Tracy Haddon Lowe with Brookings says the unemployment rate nationwide has ticked higher.
Unemployment here is up almost nine times as much as in the country as a whole.
D.C. has been hit hard because President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, set off tens of thousands of federal job cuts. The report also says the president's deployment of National Guard troops and federalizing police in D.C. could shape consumer spending and investment in the local economy. The White House says in the past, Washington has often had the highest unemployment rate in the nation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
At the U.N. General Assembly, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Russian aggression.
Putin wants to continue this war by expanding it, and no one can feel safe.
And Julie Walker has another notable address.
Turning the page on decades of distance, Syria's president Ahmad al-Shara, marking the first time any president from his country has done so in almost 60 years following dictatorship that killed 1 million and tortured hundreds of thousands.
Syria is reclaiming its rightful place among the nations of the world.
In December, then-President Bashar Assad was ousted. In his speech through a translator, al-Shara also blasting Israel and standing with Gaza.
The suffering Syria endured, we wish upon no one. We are among the peoples most deeply aware of the horrors of war and destruction.
Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP News. Wild food enthusiasts reconnecting with nature.
In Wenham, Massachusetts, longtime herbalist Iris Phoebe Weaver teaches how to forage, taking clients on nature walks, picking out which plants, weeds, and fruits are edible.
It really helps people connect with where they're living, with the land around them, and helps them connect with their environment.
You'll even find forage food on the menu in some restaurants.
These are honey mushrooms.
Evan Mallett is chef and co-owner of the Black Trumpet Bistro in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Our culture has moved far away from foraging and is fortunately coming back into it.
Weaver says it's important to know what you're picking and that a field guide can help you determine what's poisonous and what's edible. Otherwise,
if you're not sure if it can be eaten, if you're not sure if you can put it in your mouth or put it on your skin or pick it, just don't.
I'm Donna Water.
More stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.